The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of Reality Realty are not necessarily the views or opinions of Northumberland 89.7 FM. The information given is designed to be informative and helpful. You should always consult a professional when buying or selling your home. Northumberland County Reality Realty is on the air. Northumberland 89.7 FM's Real Estate Talk Show, where we will take on, talk about all things real estate. And we have a direct focus on Northumberland County and all the communities within it. I am Dave Smith, certified home inspector, and that guy is Dale Bryant, real estate broker.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am very well. I'm not as busy as I would like to be, so you got to start...
Well, we're going to see in snapshot. The market is definitely changing.
Is it good news for me?
And that's why you're not as busy. So so catch your breath.
All right. Well, we have on our show today a returning guest, Mr. Michael Berry from Comfort Zone Heating and Air Conditioning. Or should I say the new and improved Comfort Zone Heating and Air Conditioning. And we'll talk about that with Mike. And he's got a brand spanking new showroom right here in Coburg. And what else have we got, Dale?
Dave, we're going to be looking at, as we have been in the past.
Delightfully.
Pardon me. How to survive your home inspection, part six.
Part six.
So people keeping track. How many parts are there going to be, Dave?
Oh, that's the part that I can't share with you, Dale. I'm sorry. There's certain things that remain
confident. So you don't know. All right. So, and we'll also look at a snapshot of today's residential real estate market here in Northumberland County. And we'll do our ever popular points to ponder.
All right. So moving right along into how to survive your home inspection, part six, and you are keeping part track. Six. I'm glad to see that. Every week, I'll pull from my list the most common items that are found during my inspections. Many of them are minor or even trivial, but in my experience, as they start adding up during the inspection, a buyer can start feeling overwhelmed and maybe even concerned about buying your house. So therefore, the more items you can reduce, the better. So this is part six, and this is sellers plan to leave the home during the home inspection. The home inspection process can create a lot of anxiety for the buyer, for the seller. Home inspectors cannot discuss their findings with you as the seller, and they prefer to consult with the buyer in private. It makes it an uncomfortable situation if you insist on staying, and I frankly don't think it does you any favors. If it's at all possible, please leave the home during the entire inspection. If you must be home, it is best to be friendly, but avoid conversations about the inspection with the buyer or the realtor or certainly the inspector. It is, however, a good idea, if you are going to leave the home, to leave a nice note for the inspector explaining where items are located, like main water valves, electrical panels, or anything that is not going to perform the way it's expected, or maybe even any improvements or renovations that are in process and haven't been completed yet. The length of time it takes to do an inspection on a home is not necessarily determined by the condition or age of the home, as there's several factors. Accessibility to the furnace or accessibility to attic spaces, attic hatches, crawl spaces, electrical panels, and the roof itself. The sheer amount of finished spaces in a home, a completely finished basement or a loft, there's X number more electrical switches, more doors, more bathrooms, and more inspections to do within those spaces. And the condition of the home certainly comes into play. If I see an issue, I've been hired to get answers. I can't simply move on because the clock is ticking. This is the only time that I and the buyer have to inspect this home. So please give the inspector that time to get a complete inspection. Most inspections will estimate 2.5 to 3.5 hours. But if you compare a three-bed, two-bath bungalow with an unfinished basement to a fully finished two-story, three-bay garage with five baths, it's only natural that a house like that will take longer. So please prepare for that. Every buyer is different as well. They've got a different level of anxiety, fears, and concerns. Even experience as far as home ownership. So multiply that by two in most transactions, because quite often you have a family and you have two partners that have to make a decision on this home, and that will come into play in regards to time on site. If it does run longer than expected, coming into the house with the groceries, the dogs, and the kids at, you know, midway through the inspection is not going to speed things up. Questions have certainly come up during the inspection, and as a seller, it may not be advisable to answer them right then and there directly to the buyer. Bottom line, you're so close to selling this home, let the inspector do what they came to do in the time needed. I believe it's less stressful for all involved. So sellers, plan to leave your home during the inspection. That's how you'll survive your home inspection this week.
Dave, will the seller survive any better by maybe leaving a plate of brownies for the home inspector?
A plate of brownies or a plate of deep-fried potatoes that was left here in the studio seems to be working as well.
Thank you, Chef Michelle, for deep-frying those potatoes this morning and leaving some for
hungry hosts.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's take a look, Dave, at a snapshot of today's residential real estate market here in Northumberland County. And as we mentioned earlier, the market is definitely slowing down. When we look at listings sold over the past month to see what kind of activity has been going on, we were hitting numbers in the high 130s. And it's slowly been coming down. Well, maybe even more than slowly been coming down. But we're down to 97 homes sold over the past month. So a considerable change.
Yeah, we're reaching back about 3 months since we saw numbers like that.
Oh, yeah, three plus months since we saw numbers like that. And the amount of listings for sale that are on the market today were at 442 residential listings on our board. So if I just skip over right to what that means in an absorption rate, we have been very high into a seller's market for months now. And we are still in a seller's market. A seller's market is anything above 20% typically, but we're down to a 22% absorption rate. We're really approaching a balanced market quickly. So what is the average listing and sale price of a residential home in Northumberland County? Well, over the past year, that would be this week, and looking back 52 weeks, the average list price is up to $308,000, and those homes have been selling for, on average, $298,000. So people are still, this is the part that remains the same, people are still, on average, successful sales. They're receiving approximately 97% of their asking price in approximately 74 days. Our interest rates are remaining the same. Best 5-year fix at 2.54%, and best 5-year variable is still at 2.05. And today's interest rates come to us from mortgage broker Carol Ann Bryant here in Northumberland County. And all the statistics we use in the snapshot of residential real estate come to us from the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors. And thank you to our local board.
All right. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Reality Realty with Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Northumberland 89.7. And this is a little segment we like to call Reality Realty's Points to Ponder. Every once in a while, Dale, I like to change it up. You don't usually let me.
You say that every week, I know, so that means we always change it up.
I like to change it up. You don't let me usually, so I have to slide things in, which in itself can cause one of my rants, but that's for another day. For today, we won't call this Dave's rant, which is what I think this really should evolve into, but we'll deal with that later. We're going to stick to the old name, but I am going to do it rant style, okay?
So imagine my surprise.
Buckle up. The safety thing has gotten out of hand. Dale's like, where is he going with this? I've never done the math on this, but please, every public place you go has to have one of those stupid yellow folding signs warning me about wet floors. You go into the bathroom and there's that yellow sign that you trip over, you can't get the door open.
If they didn't put it up, you'd have another rant.
Okay, I get it, Timmy's. You washed your floors, okay? I get it. I've never done the math on this, but please, every public place you go to has these signs. I'd like to do some figures on it and find out what ratio there is of people killed by falling over these stupid signs relative to those that actually slipped on floors. Yesterday, at one of my friendly neighborhood oil changers, I almost tripped on a tiny fluorescent safety cone and fell into the giant hole under my vehicle. Now, you may ask what this has to do with home inspection or even real estate, and I know Dale is, but here's my point. Safety starts at home. In my experience, less than half of the homes I inspect have operating smoke detectors on every floor, and Ontario Building Code now requires one outside every bedroom. I would guess that 25% of those same homes have an installed CO2 detector on every floor, less than 25% of them. And I rarely see a fire extinguisher. Almost every home has a gas barbecue, but it's rare to find a fire extinguisher anywhere close to that. And how many of us have ever shown all the family members how to use one? Or a fire escape route if a fire does break out that can't be controlled? I realize I'm ranting, but Northumberland County, give yourself and your family a wonderful gift today, tonight, this weekend. Check your smoke and carbon dioxide detectors for function. Buy new ones where necessary. Check and or buy a fire extinguisher and keep one where it's needed for your gas barbecue, your wood stove, and ensure everyone old enough knows how to use it. One last thing is a shout out to Mike and the boys at Pennzoil Oil Changers that inspired this rant and would actually prefer I stay in my van anyway. Safety starts at home. Reality Realty's points to ponder.
That's exactly what I was wondering, Dave. What are you doing walking around there being a liability for that nice local business?
I was a liability to myself, but that's the way I walk around every day, Dale, regardless of my
You must stress them out every time you get out there.
They want me to stay in. They're going to bring coffee to
you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, well, moving on.
Moving on. Do we have a commercial now, Dave?
Sure.
Okay. You're listening to Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Join Dave and me right after this short break, and we'll be talking to Mike Berry, owner of Comfort Zone Heating and Air Conditioning. Please stay with us.
Hello, friends. I'm Lauren Fevens. As I hear from more folks who join me on Sentimental Journey, it's clear how enjoyable the music of the 1940s and 50s is to them. They tell me how easily very special memories surface when a song from their past is played. So come along for more of those musical memories on this week's Sentimental Journey.
Sunday mornings at 10 on Northumberland 89.7.
ExploreNet is proud to offer Northumberland County residents fast, reliable, high-speed internet today. Plus, with brand new LTE service on the way, we will be offering download speeds up to 25 megs and 500 gigs of data. Yep, you heard that right. City speeds and data with plans starting at around $50. ExploreNet offers affordable, high-speed internet that connects you to what matters. Call your local ExploreNet dealer, United TV in Cobourg, to hear more. 905-372-6831.
Steel Dealer Days have landed. The perfect time to shop for the number one selling brand of handheld power equipment in Canada. With blowers starting at $179.95, grass trimmers $139.95, and chainsaws $199.95. Not at the Home Depot, not at Canadian Tire. Visit your local Steel Dealer for expert advice, on-site service, and Canada's number one selling brand of handheld power equipment.
Steel Dealer Days.
Visit Gilmer's Home Hardware Building Center at 177 Toronto Road, Port Hope, for expert steel service.
We're all volunteers here at Northumberland 89.7. Interested in getting involved? We have positions on air and behind the scenes. Send us an email, info@northumberland897.ca.
Welcome back to Reality Realty on Northumberland County's Real Estate Talk. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith broadcasting to you live from the studios of Northumberland 89.7 FM.
We regularly say a warm Reality Realty welcome, but for today, let's say a cool. Reality Realty. Welcome. In honor of the fact, he's an air conditioning specialist here, as he wears many hats, but he has a great business right here in Northumberland County. Mr. Michael Berry, welcome, Mike.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Great to have you here. Great to have you here.
Welcome, Mike, and thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So, Mike, we understand you've been really busy over the past few months. Why don't you update the listeners on what's been going on at Comfort Zone?
Yeah, we purchased a new property where We Fix You is in Coburg. Dave Evans has conveniently named it the We Fix You Plaza.
It wasn't called the Comfort. It's not the Comfort Zone Plaza.
No, it's the We Fix You Plaza, according to Dave. So we're going to roll with that. 727 William Street, Unit B, in the north side of the building where the Red Lantern used to be. We've relocated our business. We sold our old building and we relocated our business into that location. I think Northumberland 89.7 was the people that broke the story that this was actually happening way back when it first started. And we've renovated that building, and we've relocated our business in there and opened a gas, wood, and pellet fireplace showroom, along with all the other products we use and services we used to offer in the past.
Nice.
So this is, I think it's fair to say, a more retail offering than you've been.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you guys have a long-standing...
Where we were before, nobody in Coburg knew where we were. We were at 200 McGuire Street in Coburg, and it was kind of in the center of town, over off on Ontario Street. And I done the Coburg Home Show in the spring, and I probably told 40 people that had lived in Coburg their whole life where our business was located. And they said, where's McGuire Street in Coburg? Now we just have people walking in our door every day. Our business has already started to grow just with the fact that, you know, people have known Comfort Zone forever, but really never knew where we were located. And now everybody in town drives by that location every day and sees our sign. So people are just naturally stopping in to see us now, which is great.
Yeah, you have a great location there. It's, like you say, easy to see the signs, spottable while you're driving by. And I was into your showroom, and I really enjoyed it. I couldn't believe how many actual models you had there on display. And Lisa took me through some of the models there and some of the features you've incorporated into your showroom to allow a customer to see exactly what these units are going to look like is really nice.
Yeah, we have, I think, 28 burning wood, pellet, and gas fireplaces. We have over 50 on display. We have ductless heat pumps installed in our showroom to add some extra cooling for summer burning hours of fireplaces. We have a tankless water heater from Renai installed, so it's on display, a furnace and air conditioner on display. And we're featuring products from Heat & Glow, which is the world's largest manufacturer of gas fireplaces and wood fireplaces. Quadrifier, which is a sister company to Heat & Glow, and that is their wood side, although they also offer some gas inserts and gas freestanding stoves. And Vermont Castings, which is pretty well known in the world today, cast iron stoves, and Majestic products.
So some high-end products.
So these are products that, I mean, I'm sure there are some new brands. I'm sure you've livened up the selection to a degree, but you've offered these units for some time, but this really ups the ante. This is a whole new ball game for you and your staff.
Yeah, we've always sold fireplaces. We've never really been serious about wood or pellets, so that's a real new adventure for us.
Right.
In the past, we sold gas fireplaces, but we really done it off brochures and the internet. Like, people couldn't come and see them burn and touch and play with them and things like that. And so now they kind of can come into our showroom, and we have price ranges from every price point available. We have our basic gas fireplace, you know, which you could probably have installed in your home for as little as $2,000, and we have fireplaces that are upwards of $10,000 if that's what you're looking for.
I would like to have been a fly on the wall when you took this in to get approval on a building on a building permit when you said you were going to have all of these. Like, these things are running. I don't think I've ever seen that. I mean, I've certainly been in display rooms where you could actually have, you might see one or two, but they're usually done in a, you know, in a settee or a room setting. But to actually be able to go in and go unit to unit and see them actually what they're going to be like, and you guys have the lights dimmed, and so you can really get a feeling. It's yeah, really quite the job you've done there.
Yeah, and we've done a different finish on each built-in fireplace. So, you know, people also need to picture what they're going to do in their home. A lot of times people just have a blank wall.
Right.
They have some sort of a vision, right? So we have linear fireplaces, more modern or traditional fireplaces, and we have ceramic tile finishes,
right,
mantles, surrounds, stone finishes, barn beam mantles. We just kind of have something for everyone.
So you've almost got it. When you look at a combination of finishes versus the unit you have, it's almost an infinite amount of combinations that someone can envision just by coming to your
shop. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, even if people aren't in the buying position today, they can at least stop by and maybe start planning their future upgrade to their home.
Mm-hmm. Well, my wife Shayla, as I told you that, will not be stopping by, Mike. let's talk first about gas inserts. For those of you that aren't familiar, a gas insert is a self-contained gas or propane fired insert, sorry, I should say natural gas or propane fired insert, that you can often put right into an existing masonry fireplace, or you could build a structure around it and face it, as you said, with appropriate finished materials of almost limitless supply. That's the definition. But what you're offering your new showroom is things I've never seen before. You've got one that stands out, and I think it's called the 6000, if I recall correctly. I wasn't a very good student. I told Lise that I have a 30-second time span, and quite often she's running into 45 seconds, and I was off doing something else, yes. But I don't recall the manufacturer. Maybe you could clarify that for me. But this is a beautiful piece of engineering. To me, it's the standout from my perspective in there. Tell us a little bit about that unit.
Yeah, so Heat and Glow makes the 6000 CLX, which is a direct vent, zero clearance gas fireplace. So you can install it basically anywhere in your home that you have, where you don't have a fireplace and you have a vision of something grandiose. So this unit has the most realistic flame I've ever seen on any product in the marketplace. It even has LED lighting that gives you the effect of glowing embers underneath the fireplace. It's a 40,000 BTU unit. It's a fairly big heater, but you can turn it down to 20,000 BTUs. You can run the LED lighting in the summer to give you the image of a flame without having heat coming out. And then the finish comes in. I think Dave he mentioned a gas insert. A gas insert is made to go inside an existing masonry box.
Yep.
This 6000 is a direct vent fireplace, and it's really designed where you just kind of have a wall and a vision. And so you install the fireplace, and you start framing it down or putting a cabinet around it or doing stonework, and you virtually turn any room into your home into a showpiece.
Mike, when you say it's a direct vent and zero clearance, exactly what are you referring to for those that aren't familiar with these?
I guess there's really no such thing as zero clearance gas fireplaces. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are clearances, but they're very low clearances. You would have a 1-inch clearance around the sides of that fireplace and a 4-inch clearance on top.
Like clearance to combustibles.
To combustibles. So you could actually bring drywall within, say 2 inches all the way around that unit, right?
Right.
Which is less clearance than most of us, you know, may already, you know, put a coffee table or an end table to the couch kind of thing.
So. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so that's for the person that has that blank wall and they have a vision, right? They want to build something.
And then the direct venting portion of that, what does that mean to people?
So Heat and Glow is the first manufacturer in the world to actually develop a direct vent process. People are used to traditional chimneys. And a chimney vented fireplace, it atmospherically draws the product's combustion up the flue into the atmosphere. With a direct vent fireplace, usually it's an 8 and 5 or 4 and 7 inch vent out your wall. Very low clearances to combustibles, maybe 2 inch all the way around that as well. It brings fresh air in from combustion on the exterior venting, and it exhausts air from combustion out the interior venting. So Again, you have an outside wall. You simply vent straight out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on an interior wall, sometimes you can go up and go horizontal to go outside, or sometimes you have to go through the roof. But it's a direct vent process versus building in a masonry chimney or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and what a lot of people may not even be aware is with the advent of high-efficiency gas furnaces or in some cases electric heat or electric furnaces, really, over the last 25 or 30 years, houses aren't being built with chimneys anymore. There is no conventional chimney there. So if you up until, you know, this putting in a unit like this, you can't just put in a wood stove. You can't just put in something that needs to vent through a chimney because the chimney doesn't even exist.
Yeah, very rarely do you see a new home today being built with a chimney.
With a chimney.
Sidewall vent, the water heater, the furnace, the fireplace, etc.
Right.
Most of the time when you see a chimney going up, it may be for wood-burning appliances. And it's not your traditional masonry built brick
right.
chimney like we had in the past. It would be a insulated chimney system.
Right, or factory built thing.
Factory
built
chimney, very low clearances. And a lot of the times they just do like a fake stone finish on the
right.
outside to make it look like it's an actual chimney. So
if I could just clarify something, because I want to make sure that I didn't mislead. Is it possible with this 6,000 unit? Is it possible if you buy a century home and you have a wood, a big open fire, conventional, what I will call conventional type fireplace, is it possible to vent it out through the existing chimney? Like, can you install it in there as a substitute for burning wood, I guess?
Yeah, depending on the size of the opening.
Obviously, yeah.
And sometimes you can alter the opening as long as, you know, we're not alter or getting too close to combustibles. They also have options where we can collinear vent these fireplaces, so we can go up an existing masonry chimney with 2 3-inch liners, one bringing fresh air down for combustion and one exhausting air. So it gives you the similar direct venting type application as it would to a direct vent appliance.
Interesting. And Mike, a number of these units you mentioned, you have a variety of starter or lower end to right up to the high end. For those who are concerned with where they're manufactured, do you have any North American manufactured appliances?
Yeah, absolutely. All our products are made in North America. Heat and Glow's factories in Washington.
All of them. Now, you don't find an industry where you get that answer very often.
No, that's right.
No, that's great.
The fireplace business is predominantly a North American market, just because of the temperatures and such which we have here. So just to explain, it looks like someone has a question about BTUs and heat.
Yeah, we got a call in from a listener, and they have a...
I'm amazed they got through.
Yeah. thank you for waiting.
So BTU is a measurement. It's called a British thermal unit. It's the time it takes 1 pound of water to heat 1 degree. And in comparison, someone's asking me to compare it to a 60-watt light bulb. I would rather compare it to heating your home with a furnace, if that would be okay. A 40,000 BTU furnace would probably heat, in today's new construction, a home up to about 1,100 square feet. Most 1,500 square foot homes we do in Coburg have a 60,000 BTU furnace. So this 40,000 BTU fireplace we're talking about is almost as large as most people's furnace. It's a big heater. We also have fireplaces, though, that in new construction today, because we have such great airtight homes and such great quality heating systems installed by Comfort Zone Heating and Air Conditioning, usually your fireplace doesn't need to be a big heater.
Mm-hmm.
Most people want some ambience without so much heat output.
They don't want to be chased out of the room.
Correct. So right. In that case, we have what's called a builder box fireplace. And the main difference in that product is it has a tempered glass front versus a ceramic glass front. So it actually holds the heat inside the fireplace. The only way you can get heat out of that is with a fan.
With a blower.
Yeah. And with the 6,000 CLX we were talking about, it's a ceramic glass front and it's a natural heater. You can buy a fan, but honestly, you don't need one. It will just naturally radiate heat continuously into your home.
Right. I can't imagine getting enough light bulbs on to really make a significant difference. I think you'd almost need to wear a welder's shield for the brightness to get anything substantial.
I think you probably would, Dale. I would have to have somebody really run that through some sort of a scientific program, but we'll see if we can cover that on our next show, maybe. Thank you, though. Or not. I saw a unit that would really be for that customer who can't get past that closed door look, and this one was pretty awesome as well. It literally looks like an open fireplace. It looks literally like it's got the, I'm going to use the word wrought iron, but it's got an iron front, and it looks like it's got that sort of mesh screen that you see in an open fireplace. But it appeared to have no glass, just this mesh screen. How do they do that with a gas fireplace insert?
Well, it's pretty awesome technology. Again, we're talking about a heat and glow product. It's called the True Series. They have a 36, 42, or so actually
these are huge.
52-inch fireplace. And these units are around the 55,000 BTUs, and they're just all glass. And they've come up with this patented design, and the glass they use doesn't reflect light. And you literally think you could walk up and put a log on the fire.
You would know it was there.
The flames are what? They're probably 18, 20 inches tall in that fireplace, Dave. And again, a really big heater. These fireplaces, or this fireplace in particular, isn't going to go in your 800 square foot living room. You need that big, grandiose, open concept living room, dining room, kitchen area.
Right, and even what I noticed in the showroom is the depth of the fireboxes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the past, you walk up to a gas fireplace and you just can spot it right away. Well, and Mike, as you mentioned, the very first unit you talked about, the realistic efforts they've made, or the efforts they've made to make these fire logs look realistic by hand-painting them, and then you add a deeper box, because typically a gas fireplace has been a more shallow box. And I mean, you know, you look at the electric fireplaces. I know they've been handy because you just pick one up and put it in, plug it in, but they just don't have that look that so many people are after. And even some of the original gas fireplaces, there was something lacking. But these are exceptional.
These fireplaces are absolutely incredible. You have to stop in and see them. Mm-hmm. I had a couple in this week looking at fireplaces who are building a new home in the Coburg area. And they're doctors. And they're actually going to put four fireplaces in their home.
Holy!
And they walked in and they first thing they said is they wanted pellet stoves or pellet fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, and they have access to natural gas, which, you know, kind of doesn't really make sense. So we began talking, and what's the challenge here? Why don't you want a gas fireplace? And they said, well, the heat that comes off a pellet stove is going to be much better than a gas fireplace. In a matter of about 15 minutes on turning these products on and them looking at the flames, they completely changed their thinking, and they said they just could not wait to have a gas fireplace in their home. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of my experiences with gas fireplaces, and I've had them in a couple of homes, but my experience has always been with wood fire, like a non-listed wood fireplace. They like to heat one room, but they don't do a great job of heating a whole house. But evidently, some of these have gone beyond that now. Some of these units will actually heat more than one room.
Yeah, for sure.
So again, you're actually using it as a central heating system to a degree.
Again, in our heat and glow product, the True that we talked about in the Mezzo, we have the option of running some ductwork to a different room and installing
a
rheostat control on it, so that while we're heating the fireplace, we can take some of that heat away and dump it into another room. For instance, a cold basement, a back room, a mud room, or something like that to capture that heat.
What a great idea for someone who buys a resale, and maybe that resale was originally set up to be baseboard electric, and they're saying, I've had enough of baseboard electric. I want to move into something more efficient, and to be able to get a gas fireplace now with some venting into a secondary room. That's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's no challenge, you know, there's no challenge with these from a propane versus a natural gas perspective. Is that fair to say? Most of them are, you
that
can go
is,
either way?
That is, yeah. Most fireplaces come natural gas, and we can convert them to propane or vice versa. So, yeah, you can use them in a propane or natural gas atmosphere.
Excellent.
Excellent. So when we come back, we'll continue to talk with Mike Berry from Comfort Zone Heating and Air Conditioning. We're going to talk about some more wood-burning units and efficiencies. We'll be looking at inserts, freestanding stoves, so please stick around.
As a local business owner, would you pay to advertise your service in a shotgun approach to a broad market or to an audience that is right for your business? Would you try and promote your business into another area code where there's three others doing what you do, or into your hometown where you're known as one of a kind? Northumberland 89.7 is specific and local for the people of Northumberland County. Northumberland 89.7 is unique and original, just like your business. Give us a call at 905-372-2391 or email us at sales@northumberland897.ca.
It's important to know where your food comes from. Shop at the Coburg Farmers Market and you can be assured it's fresh and you're supporting local agriculture in Northumberland. Since 1839, the Coburg Farmers Market has been providing a vital community link from farm to fork. At the market, you'll find organic produce, locally raised meat, and more. It's fun for the whole family. The market is open Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. right behind Victoria Hall. Or visit coburgfarmersmarket.ca.
That does not sound good.
I know. And who are you?
I'm the Midas Touch, and I think you need me.
It's that bad?
Not for long. Head to Midas for a comprehensive brake system evaluation, and if needed, we can install brake pads and shoes that come with a lifetime guarantee. How's that sound?
Like sound advice?
Nice one.
Visit Midas at 6 Strathy Road in Coburg for great customer service from licensed Midas mechanics. For details, give them a call at 905-372-1959.
Trust the Midas Touch.
Starting your own business is an exciting time in your life, but are you aware of your legal responsibilities as a business owner? Jim McGrath specializes in business law and knows what needs to be done to protect you and your investment. Jim has been a lawyer for over 30 years and understands the law, so you don't have to. As a local resident and an entrepreneur himself, Jim McGrath is a trusted source in our community for business owners just like you. Call 905-373-1999 and let Jim McGrath give you the legal peace of mind you need.
Listen to Northumberland 89.7 live online at tunein.com/Northumberland89.7.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk. And our guest this morning is Mike Berry from Comfort Zone Heating and Air Conditioning. And if you haven't already been there, visit his new showroom at 727 William Street in Coburg.
Okay, so I made a mistake. That's the first one ever, I think, on the show. But I did make a mistake. I missed my out, as it's called in radio. We use radio speak a lot here, but that's called an out. I'm going to try to roll through this anyway.
I got your back.
Mike's here to tell us about the hottest in wood stoves and cheap puns. Do you think that was worth waiting for? Or? Not really. All right. So we talked about the gas side of the business, Michael. But these wood stoves you sell, there's no doubt they're beautiful looking but has anything really changed in regards to wood stoves? Like, is there such thing as a high efficiency wood stove?
Yeah, absolutely. The wood stove industry and zero clearance wood products have completely revolutionized. We have a patented reburn system. Basically the way the air goes into the firebox, we reburn the gases before they go up the flue, making our wood stoves very efficient. We have wood products that give you up to a 15-hour burn time, and we have the lowest grains of emissions in the industry. So what that means is, because of the way we burn our wood in our Quadrifier product, we get a long burn time. We burn a third less wood, and we have very little emissions going up the chimney. All the heat is coming to the home.
That's really handy when you're trying to make wood your primary source of heat, and you go to bed at night. And I know Carol Ann and I, in one of our homes, we did have a furnace, but we really tried to take advantage of the wood. And what a trick it was! I mean, back in the day, it was a pretty good wood burning device, but what a trick it was to go to bed and then wake up and hope you have a few little embers that you can start up. So I imagine that makes that practice so much easier.
Absolutely. We also have, again, Heat and Glow Quadrifier, the largest in the world, the leader in technology. We're the first to come out with all the leading-edge technology. Most of the other manufacturers follow our lead. We have automatic lighting on our wood stoves
today. What in the world is automatic lighting?
It's perfect for me.
So we, you know, we put our paper in, and then we put our kindling in, and we put our wood in, and we light it, and we push a button, and it gives you the optimum amount of air required to ignite that. We set our damper. As soon as it gets enough flame, it will shut the excess air down and just kind of run away.
So think about safety, eh? Think about safety if you've got small kids.
Yeah, most traditional wood stoves, you're cracking that door.
Yeah, leaving it open,
leaving
literally.
It open, you're, you know, with this Quadrifier technology, it's just amazing. It's again, a leader in the marketplace.
So that sort of takes the push button of the barbecue technology and then ups it again a few times.
Absolutely.
Now, really handy.
Another thing we're coming out with this fall, or the Heat and Glow Quadrifier product, we're going to have a wood stove that can be controlled off a wall thermostat. First in the marketplace.
That's a really neat feature.
Another thermostat I won't be able to get to engage when I'm on a home inspection. Beautiful.
So what exactly is going to happen with that, Mike?
So similar technology. We're going to light your wood stove. You're going to set your thermostat. That thermostat is going to control your damper. So you go away or you're in the home, the temperature of the wood stove, as everyone knows, the problem with wood is you're either too hot or too cold. It's going to smolder that wood fire down to almost nothing when required. And when it's cold, it's going to ignite it again and give you a blast of heat so you're comfortable.
Are we going to still call it a fireplace, or are we going to call it a furnace?
Yeah, I think we're going to call it a Quadrifier wood stove.
I like the way this guy thinks. Yeah. I'm going to say a few things, though, because this show is about home inspection. I think everybody knows that.
Oh, brother.
But, you know, when you talk about efficiencies, there's two or three key points here, certainly from a resale perspective and from an efficiency perspective. When you are actually, when you improve the efficiency of a device, you are not only keeping the cost down of the wood, which hardly anyone ever factors in, how much that chainsaw cost, how much that trailer cost, how much that wood splitter cost. No one ever factors that in.
You think about a third less wood. You're cutting a third less wood. You're piling a third less wood. You're putting a third less wood in your fireplace. You're taking a third less ashes away.
And from an insurance perspective, for those who have wood stoves and are familiar with WET, or Wood Energy Technology Transfer, worst acronym ever, getting a WET inspection to satisfy your insurer, or if you're purchasing a home and it has a wood stove in it or a wood-burning device in it, you would have to get a WET inspection, for many insurers demand that. A high-efficiency stove will burn almost completely those gases, because the creosote and the residues that fall within a masonry chimney or a factory-built chimney, that's what can cause chimney fires. That's what can burn. And that is it's a sample of incomplete burning. It's a residue. It's smoke liquefied on the inside of your chimney. But by getting a high-efficiency burning device, you are not only getting more bang for your buck out of the wood that you cut and all the costs involved, but you're also getting a more complete burn and a safer home based on that. So there are some real benefits.
Absolutely.
Not just about
safety, double wall smoke pipe on your wood stove. Wood stoves are one of the largest or most dangerous heating appliances we can have in our home.
You've got a fire in your house.
You have a fire in your house, which creates CO as well, Dave.
Right.
You know, you talk about carbon monoxide and fire alarms, like, we definitely need to consider that with wood products. But newer products, again, less burn, less emissions, double wall smoke pipe, proper 2100 degree liners or chimney, factory built chimneys, a lot safer than the old clearances. Let's talk about clearances. We have wood stoves now that we can be within 3 inches of a combustible with some of these products today. Incredible. You know, it's not like the old cook
it's
stove
safer too.
The old cook stove you had out in your home that has you know, we got to keep out 48 inches now.
So Mike, earlier on you were talking about some customers that came in and they thought they were there to buy some pellet stoves, and because they were on a natural gas line, that it was easy to understand why natural gas appliances were better for them in that situation. We've been talking now about wood. There's wood. If you're rural and if you don't have a natural gas option, wood and pellet stoves become a real option then. And could you tell us a little bit about that and maybe the differences? Who would want that wood? Who would want the pellet stove?
So first of all, wood, we deal with three products as well, we should mention. We deal with a wood stove. Mm-hmm. We deal with a wood insert. So mm-hmm. wood freestanding stove is, again, for someone that wants a stove in their basement or main floor for some heat.
Mm-hmm.
An insert is for someone that has an existing masonry box that used to be an open burn technology. We could slide in a wood insert.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have wood zero clearance fireplaces, just like we have gas. And that would be for the wood burning customer that has a wall and they have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And in our showroom, we have the wood zero in the corner with the barn beam mantle, and we have the stone up front. It's a really beautiful showpiece, so people should come in and see it. So on the pellet side of things, we have pellet stoves and pellet inserts. So we have freestanding pellet stoves and pellet inserts, which go inside existing masonry boxes. And a pellet burner is for someone that lives in the country, heats with oil, heats with electric, heats with baseboard, and they're trying to lower those energy costs.
Mm-hmm.
Pellets can be a very, very efficient way of subsidizing your heating costs in your home. And in cases, depending on how you heat, you can reduce your energy bills from 30 to 40%.
That's substantial. That's substantial pay difference. And so why would someone use pellet over wood?
Can I answer that? Am I allowed to answer that?
Well, we did have a guest come in, but go ahead, Dave.
Well, it's been 30 seconds since I spoke. So, okay. No, I mean, just from a personal perspective, I will give you my perspective, and then Mike can address it as well. My mom's alone now. She burns with wood. She's not giving it up. She's in a century home, just like you said, oil furnace. She's always looking at saving. But, I mean, she's got a bad shoulder, the wood splitting, the gathering, and then in the wintertime, the mobility. I mean, I have a very high threshold of fear of her slipping and falling, and she's out there alone. I would love to replace one of her two wood stoves with a pellet stove, just so that I could, as a son, take out 30 bags, 40 bags of pellets, have them stacked, and you can stack them inside a home, is that?
Yeah,
as long
absolutely.
As they're dry.
Yeah, for sure.
But you could put them under covering to keep them dry. But I would just have a comfort level knowing that when the weather is bad, or maybe she's not feeling that great, or maybe for whatever reason she can't get at the wood because she's just burned a lot, that she could literally feed this thing a bag of pellets and know she can get, I think you can get six hours a burn out of a bag of pellets. Is that a fair?
Oh, you can get, with our Quadrifier product, up to 14-hour burns.
So
on
the comfort
stove.
Level of, mm-hmm. of almost getting, you know, the convenience of an oil or natural gas or propane, but using wood from a sun perspective or from someone who maybe has some challenges for whatever reason. I just see it as sort of a go-between. It's almost the 50-50 mark between.
Yeah, lots a lot different than a wood stove. Again, the chimney system we use almost looks like a B vent. It's called pellet vent, but it goes out the side of your home and we can just snorkel it up. So it's pretty simple installation
mm-hmm.
on the pellet product versus a wood. It's sort of a sealed up unit. We have a hopper and an auger, and it's kind of run off a thermostat. And basically what happens is when we need heat, it puts the pellets, wood pellets, into the burner, ignites it, and burns away. So sometimes it'll feed it slower, sometimes it'll feed it faster, depending on how much heat output we have. So pellets are a great alternative to wood, and they're a great alternative to propane or natural gas for people that enjoy that wood feel and the wood heat versus a gas fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and I do know that people love their fireplaces. They love their wood stoves. When I show people around to homes, very often they're looking for that fireplace. They want the romantic idea of sitting back, relaxing, seeing the flames, and
But
there's lots of options for them.
And as sort of a bystander in these things, I've been present when buyers have been concerned if they're not wood burning fans, and they can look at these big chimneys, these big fireplaces, as being kind of an albatross, a negative in the purchase of a home. And what the sort of product that Mike offers here gives you the opportunity to make that a great thing, a great part of the home. If we could just if we can just recap on a few things, you've got now, you've got wood stoves or wood inserts that, or at least a wood stove that's got auto light that will use a third less fuel. You've got colored units, gas powered units in the showroom. You've got wall hung condo friendly now, wall mounted that you can do vertically or horizontally. You've got pellet stoves, but I don't think you've talked about bacon enough. And I was in your store, and I have to tell you, I was heartbroken after it because I walked up to the stove and it had this beautiful big bacon griddle on top of it. I'm like, great, a wood stove that I can cook bacon on. But evidently, that is not a bacon griddle on top.
That is correct.
But it's a top loader. You can actually load the wood through the top.
Yeah, it is definitely a top loader, and you could use that for boiling a kettle or something like that on top of the stove. You probably shouldn't cook bacon on that.
I want to do that. Well, you know what? I have one more question for you. Am I allowed one more question, Dale, or are you going to ask
ahead.
The question? Hearkening back, because you told a really great story once, and this is completely off the cuff, but it's certainly right down in your ballpark. We talked a little bit about oil tanks and oil furnaces a while back, but I just would like to refer to that again if we can. And this is a completely separate topic from fireplaces, et cetera. But we talked about homes with oil tanks. And if you are now facing the stigma of buying a home that has an older oil tank and the insurance company will not offer you insurance based on the fact your oil tank is an older unit or the condition of it, the thickness of the wall. Can you, if someone is faced with that and they're looking at purchasing a home that has an oil furnace in it and has an older tank and they're faced with the realities of having to do something with that oil tank, can you give me a little bit of a background on that? What are the options for someone who is buying a home that has oil, that has an older oil tank, and they want to purchase that home, but the oil tank is a big thing and standing in their way? What would be the options for them?
Well, in my opinion, there are options. It would make the most sense to me to take the money that it would cost to replace that oil tank and invest in a new propane system.
What are we looking at? $500-$600?
A couple $1,000 to replace your oil tank, give or take a few bucks, depending on the installation. I mean, codes have changed. They make you do double wall tanks now. And my fear, if I had an oil tank, is that once I got my new double wall tank in 10 years, the insurance company would say, yeah, that's no good now. We want a $4,000 oil tank because we've had a couple of those fail.
Right.
Insurance companies face millions of dollars in liabilities when one of these oil tanks fails. So they're just trying to make sure that the oil is up to their standards. And again, their standards will continue to change. So if it were me, I would invest in that $2,000 into a new propane system.
Okay. And you're saying that you could take that $2,000 and put it into a high efficiency gas furnace. There's rebates available. Savings on a month to month basis are huge.
Yeah, you're probably looking with oil rates compared to propane of around 25% to 30% in energy savings. A lot better technology in propane versus oil.
Right.
We have two-stage or we have modulating furnaces with variable speed DC motors today. The comfort level in your home will increase by 20%, 30%, 50%, depending on the home. Oil furnaces are all oversized.
Right.
So what happens is we come on, we blast the home with heat, we shut it off. So you feel hot, you feel cold, you feel hot, you feel cold.
Wow.
With a propane system, we have nice, constant, gentle heat, lots of airflow, and you're just much more comfortable in your home.
Well, Mike, just as it was last time you were here, it's been a pleasure. You've been very informative. The listeners get a really good concept of what's available out there in heating their home and just creating a nice look to their home. Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us. And if they'd like to contact you, what's the best way they can?
Well, they can stop in and see us at 727 William Street in the We Fix You Plaza. They can call us at 905-377-9719, or they can visit our website at www.comfortzonecanada.ca.
Perfect.
Well, thank you, Michael. Just about midsummer. It's going to be hot, hot, hot this weekend, Dale Bryant. We thank all our listeners. Do not dance, Dale. We've talked about that. We thank all our customers, all of our listeners, for tuning in today. And for those of you that have holidays planned over the next month or so, please remember you can listen to Reality Realty on the internet. And if you miss any shows, you can access our archive of shows on the station website, northumberland897.ca/podcast. If you have any questions or comments or topic suggestions pertaining to real estate, feel free to contact Dave by emailing dave@realityrealty.ca. Or you can contact Dale by emailing dale@dalebryant.ca or call into the radio station at 905-372-2391.
And don't forget to join me, Dale Bryant, real estate broker with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage, and Dave Smith, certified home inspector with Pillar to Post Home Inspectors, next Thursday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon for Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Until next week, folks.